Welcome, my friends, to Spanish Pod. Today we've got a newbie lesson. It's called Last Name, and my name is JP Villanueva.
Hi, my name is Liliana.
Liliana, what's your last name?
Mata.
Mata. Yeah. Okay, because we're talking about last names here, so I thought we'd say the last name.
Oh, I get it.
Get it?
Yes.
Okay. So how do you say last name in Spanish?
Apellido.
Apellido. Apellido. That's going to be our keyword today, folks. Apellido. I want you to listen for that keyword in the dialogue, which you're about to hear three times. Here we go.
Dialogue, first time.
Me llamo Marcelino.
¿Y cuál es su apellido?
Marcelino es mi apellido.
Entonces, ¿cuál es su nombre?
Martín.
Second time.
Me llamo Marcelino.
¿Y cuál es su apellido?
Marcelino es mi apellido.
Entonces, ¿cuál es su nombre?
Martín.
Third time.
Me llamo Marcelino.
¿Y cuál es su apellido?
Marcelino es mi apellido.
Entonces, ¿cuál es su nombre?
Martín.
All right, we're back and we're going to start with the translation.
Me llamo Marcelino.
My name is Marcelino.
Me llamo Marcelino.
My name is Marcelino.
Me llamo Marcelino. ¿Y cuál es su apellido?
And what is your last name?
¿Y cuál es su apellido?
And what is your family name?
¿Y cuál es su apellido? Marcelino es mi apellido.
Marcelino is my family name.
Marcelino es mi apellido.
Marcelino is my family name.
Marcelino es mi apellido. Entonces, ¿cuál es su nombre?
Then, what is your name?
Entonces, ¿cuál es su nombre?
Then, what is your name?
Entonces, ¿cuál es su nombre? Martín.
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 Okay, his name is Martín Marcelino. And there was a little bit of ambiguity when he said his name because they weren't sure if it was his first name or his last name.
Is that when you say me llamo, usually you use your first name, name. Mm-hmm. You know, you're not your last name.
Okay. Now let's look at this line. He's saying that he's called Marcelino.
Me llamo Marcelino.
Me llamo Marcelino. Now, Lily, as you said, usually when you say me llamo, you're talking about the first name.
Yes.
Right? Literally, when you say me llamo, you're really talking about what you're called. Okay? So if people call you Marcelino and it's your last name, then you're correct. Me llamo Marcelino is a correct statement, right?
Yeah.
If they call you Chuckles,
then you should say Chuckles.
Me llamo Chuckles. Even though it's not your first name, right? In this case, his name is Marcelino. Now, folks, I'm not going to go into the grammar of me llamo. I just want you to memorize it as a chunk and say your name afterwards. Whatever you're called, you're going to say, I'm called Marcelino.
Me llamo Marcelino.
Now, the person Marcelino is talking to wants to know the last name, the family name.
¿Y cuál es su apellido?
Okay, now I heard our key word.
Apellido.
Apellido. So when we say your last name?
Su.
Su apellido.
Su apellido.
Okay. Now, su, this is the possessive, right? And it's in the formal register. So maybe if you're in a less formal situation, you might say tu apellido.
That's right.
But here it's more polite. So we say
su apellido.
Su apellido. Now, we start this phrase with a question word.
¿Y cuál es su apellido?
¿Y cuál es su apellido? Now, that question word is cuál, and it means what or which, mm-hmm. right? And when you ask what, you need a verb. So what is your name?
¿Cuál es su apellido?
¿Cuál es su apellido? That S is the verb ser. It means to be. So here it's, what is your last name? What was that first word that we start with, Liliana?
Y.
Y. Okay, literally that means and. When it starts a question like this, I might say so, right? So what is your last name?
Marcelino es mi apellido.
Marcelino es mi apellido. Okay, he's saying that his last name...
It's Marcelino.
Is Marcelino, okay? In the question, the person said su apellido. So Marcelino is going to reply with my last name.
Mi apellido.
Mi apellido. Now, the other person is a little bit confused, right?
Yes.
If Marcelino is his last name, he wants to ask what his first name is.
Entonces, ¿cuál es su nombre?
Entonces, ¿cuál es su nombre? Now let's start with the word for first name.
Nombre.
Nombre. Now, Liliana, if I look up nombre in the dictionary, it might just say name, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but to you it means first name, right?
Yeah, name is just your name. Okay. You know, it's a last name is apellido, always.
Okay.
So you can have a second name, okay. So it's segundo nombre.
Okay.
Okay, so it's always second nombre.
Name. So nombre means name. And we already know how to say, what is your name?
¿Cuál es su nombre?
Okay. Now, what's this word at the beginning? Entonces.
It's also another way of saying so then, therefore. Okay. So it's kind of similar to I.
If Marcelino is your apellido, your last name, therefore, so then, what mm-hmm. is your name, right?
Mm-hmm.
Entonces. And the man answers that his name is Martin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's listen to the dialogue again three more times, and we're going to come back and talk about possessive pronouns. We're going to talk about names. You ready?
Ready.
Okay, here we go.
Dialogue, first time.
Me llamo Marcelino.
¿Y cuál es su apellido?
Marcelino es mi apellido.
Entonces, ¿cuál es su nombre?
Martín.
Second time.
Me llamo Marcelino.
¿Y cuál es su apellido?
Marcelino es mi apellido.
Entonces, ¿cuál es su nombre?
Martín.
Third time.
Me llamo Marcelino.
¿Y cuál es su apellido?
Marcelino es mi apellido.
Entonces, ¿cuál es su nombre?
Martín.
All right, we're back, and as promised, we're going to talk about names. Now, what was our first name?
Nombre.
Nombre. And last name?
Apellido.
Apellido. And to ask somebody's name or to ask somebody's last name, we're going to ask...
¿Cuál es tu nombre? ¿Cuál es tu apellido?
¿Cuál es tu apellido? Okay. So that ¿cuál es? Can be used with nombre or apellido.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, there's another way to tell your name in this lesson.
Me llamo.
Me llamo. As we said before, me llamo. Now, that's a very common way to say your name.
Mm-hmm.
And it means, literally, I am called this.
Yes. You can also say mi nombre es.
Okay. Mi nombre es. That would be my name is.
Yeah. So it can be me llamo Liliana, mi nombre es Liliana.
Okay. Now, the other thing I want to talk about are possessive pronouns. Now, when I talk about my last name, I'm going to say...
Mi apellido.
Mi apellido. Now, if I'm being very polite to you and I ask your last name, I'm going to say...
Su apellido.
Su apellido. Okay. Now, if I'm talking to you and we're friends and we're familiar already, I'm not going to say su apellido, am I?
No, you're going to say tu apellido.
Tu apellido.
¿Cuál es tu apellido?
¿Cuál es tu apellido? That would be what is your last name.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, folks, I hope you enjoyed this free newbie lesson. Remember that if you go to SpanishPod.com, you can have access to all the other levels from elementary all the way to advanced. We've got videos that you can see. All of that is available to you by subscription. And if you're thinking about subscribing, we're happy to offer you a 7-day free trial. Just go to SpanishPod.com and sign up for that 7-day free trial. For now, it's time to go. So, hasta luego.
Hasta luego.